Hello, welcome back to the Shaping Little Minds podcast. I am so excited to have you here. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. I am Adva, an early childhood educator, speaker, and teacher coach. If you're not already doing so, come follow me on Instagram for all the tea. I am at Coach for Teachers and say hello. I truly love connecting with you. I also wanted to let you know that I have something coming for teachers who want to stay in the classroom and feel prepared when they step into their classroom every single day. I promise you will hear about it here, but you will hear about it first on Instagram, so make sure you are following along. If you're anything like me, you love yourself a good old cup of coffee in the morning with potentially a second or third in the afternoon when that exhaustion hits. But in reality, coffee can only do so much, and if we're being completely honest, it doesn't always do the trick. I know. Instead of reaching for that second, third, or even fourth cup to keep my energy levels up, I started to use something called Magic Mind, and I'm good to go for the rest of the day. I'm more productive and more focused, all due to one main ingredient in the Magic Mind shot, Rhodiola rosea. A nootropic and adaptogen that reduces fatigue and anxiety, increases your body's resistance to stress, improves physical and mental endurance, and enhances mental clarity. I actually shared this with a friend of mine who wants to try this too. The Magic Mind team created a super special offer for me to share with you. You can get 20% off your one-time purchase with the code LITTLEMINDS20. So you can go to www.magicmind.com/littleminds and redeem with the discount code littleminds20. All of this will be in the description below. So, a little life update. In the last 8 years, I have been living with a roommate who also happens to be one of my very, very dear friends. But in the last 2 years or so, we have struggled to keep our friendship strong while also living together. And we have made the decision to part ways. And by the time this episode airs, she will have already moved out. I'm honestly really excited for this new chapter. It's going to be fantastic for our friendship, but also a really great move in the right direction. Something I've been working on recently is slowing down even more than I have in the last few years. I work for early intervention, as many of you know. And I run a business. It can feel like a lot. And I can get in my own head and revert back to my hustle tendencies, which actually I did yesterday. And I caught myself and I took a step back. But here's the thing, hustle doesn't work for me. And I don't know many people that hustle works for. I got so sick just a few weeks ago because I didn't give myself the time to slow down. Now that I live alone and it's quieter and calmer, I'm going to navigate my work a bit differently moving forward. Not sure how that'll look at the end of the day, but I'm excited to change things up for myself and create the routines that work best for me. I think that's all for the life updates at this point. Not much else is happening here. As I said in last week's episode, I've been diving into my human design and we'll have an episode on human design in March. So definitely stay tuned for that if you want to learn more. Alrighty, let's dive into today's podcast sponsorship. If you've ever felt like if you got more support and guidance, you would be happier in the classroom, or maybe you're not really sure what that support even could look like, but you know that support is necessary. One-on-one coaching is a safe space to get that individualized classroom support. When you sign on for one-on-one coaching, you get access to a learning portal to dive in at your own pace, access to various additional resources, and access to me as your coach. This program is here to meet your needs so you can go from feeling overwhelmed, questioning your teaching abilities and just feeling lost to feeling confident in yourself and confident in your teaching abilities. Here is everything you need to know about the program. The program currently runs for 12 weeks or 3 months. Teachers have a learning portal that they can dive into at their own pace, and you have access for a lifetime, meaning even after we work together for the 12 weeks, you will still have access to this learning portal, and any updates I make, you will have access to those updates. We schedule 4 60-minute calls each month that are one-to-one and led by you, basically saying that you are the one who leads in what you need, and I am just being guided by you to give you the tools that you need to be able to implement and succeed. Recaps and recordings of each coaching call are always available to you within 24 to 48 hours. Usually, it actually happens much sooner unless I'm not feeling well or I have a busy week. You can also get classroom work reviewed by me. So, if you have rules, routines, and procedures that you want me to look over, I can do that for you. If you have lesson plans that you want me to look through and give you feedback on, I'm happy to do that as well. And anything that you really need feedback on, I can be the one to look over it, give you the feedback. We can talk about it on our calls. You also have 24/6 Voxer access, which is a free messaging app. You get access to me Sunday through Friday on Voxer. So Saturday is the only day that I take off. I know that a lot of teachers like to work on Sundays, at least for a few hours, if they can. And so I always make myself available to you on a Sunday. And this is a place for you to get further support in between each of our one-on-one calls. And lastly, the cost is $1,500 or $1,500 with three different payment options. I want to make this as easy as possible for you. You can pay in full if that is something that you're able to do. You can pay $500 over the course of 3 months, or you can pay $250 over the course of 6 months. My clients have seen a tremendous success in the program. My client now, over the course of 4 weeks, was able to transform her lesson planning routine to 2 hours every single week, planning for the entire week, rather than spending every night working on lesson plans until the most ungodly hours of the night. She now has boundaries with her work. She now knows how to lesson plan in a way that feels good to her. And she feels more confident and is now able to be more creative inside the classroom. I'm telling you, these transformations are not just one in a million, they are possible for you as well. The program does have a short application to ensure that you'd be the best fit for this program. You can apply by filling out the application with the link in the description below. Once the application is filled out, I will personally message you to let you know whether or not you're a good fit. If you're ready to jump right in, you'll get an email with a payment link and a link to schedule our first call. That call will be 90 minutes. The first 30 minutes will be spent creating a three-step plan that we will work together to achieve throughout our 12 weeks together. And from there, we dive straight into a 60-minute coaching call, which would be your first call as inside of this program. If you have questions or you want to chat before you sign on, you can always send me a DM on Instagram at Coach for Teachers, and we can set up a free 30-minute call to answer any of your questions and dive into what a three-step plan would look like for you. I cannot wait to support you. Hey there, Adva here. I am so excited to welcome you to the Shaping Little Minds podcast, where we help support and mentor early childhood teachers inside the classroom. This is a place where we dive into classroom management, growth mindset, professional learning, and so much more. I'm an early childhood teacher who saw a huge gap in how early childhood educators were supported inside the classroom. I created this platform in order to help teachers feel more confident, supported, and develop a sense of trust in their teaching. Let's make teaching exciting again. Burnout has become a normalized part of society, but specifically super normalized within the education space. I know that from the comments that you see all over the internet from other teachers saying that it's totally normal or that it's just part of the job. I'm going to say that this absolutely should not be the norm. We are in the midst of a teacher shortage, and there is a good reason for it. Yes, we have a lack of pay. Yes, there's a tremendous load of work, But burnout is one of the biggest reasons for teachers leaving the classroom. So let's go back to the basics. What is burnout, and why is it important for us to leave it behind? As educators, we come into the field with our eyes wide open, knowing full well that this is a low-paying job and will end up being longer hours than anticipated. Now, I don't agree that you need to work crazy long hours in order to be a good teacher, but that's a story for another time. Burnout, by its definition, is prolonged response to chronic stressors at work. Does teaching create stress in our lives? Abso-freaking-lutely. Can the workload become too much for us to handle? Yes. And does teaching require added hours after the school day? Most likely. But there is a way to do it without leading to burnout. Now, don't get me wrong. It took me 6 years to find the tools to be able to create a sustainable schedule as a full-time classroom teacher. And this is exactly what I teach inside of my one-on-one coaching program. I can tell you from experience that burnout is not a healthy way to live and work. It causes irritability, constant fatigue, and completely drains your energy. I used to be in a burnout cycle, and I never had a real solution for it. I was a proud workaholic who was obsessed with teaching and made it my entire life. And whenever I felt that burnout, I'd shut it down for a day or two and then get right back to it, never really changing any of my actions. It took suffering with awful, awful migraines and still showing up for work for me to take a step back and actually reevaluate. Do you know what I learned in that time? Burnout should never be a part of your routine. You become a better teacher when you prioritize your life outside of the classroom. Shocker, I know. Your health is more important than your job, including your being a teacher. You don't have to work outside of contracted hours if you plan and prioritize. You get to decide what else you're willing to take on. It's okay for you to say no. Changing my actions led to enjoying my evenings, being present with my family and friends, and loving on my students even harder when I was in the classroom. There are so many signs that can lead you to understand if you're at the brink of burnout or already burnt out, and let me just name a few. Insomnia, fatigue, headaches, isolation, increased illness, anxiety, decreased productivity, a lack of motivation, and the list goes on. Are you experiencing any of these right now? Because if you are, I want you to ask yourself the following: what is causing these symptoms currently? How can I reduce these symptoms? And how can I ensure that I won't experience burnout again? You may not be able to answer all of these questions right now, and that's totally okay. The key here is to dig deep, to find solutions that work for you, or ask for help from those who can. Here's the thing: these symptoms can become damaging to your nervous system, to your gut, to your mental health, to your emotional health, and so on. I wouldn't want that for you, and I don't think you want it for yourself. So here are three ways you can start to find solutions for burnout. Number one, limit the number of hours you are working past contracted hours. That might feel like it's impossible right now, but I promise you it is possible. I did it, and I teach my clients how to do it. You can do it too. Number two, create space for rest every single day. My favorite mantra that I learned from my coach was rest creates momentum. When you don't rest, what happens? You're tired. You lack motivation to get any work done. You don't feel well. But when you create the space for rest, you actually start to have energy and start to truly love the impact that you're making, even on the hard days. And last but not least, taking care of your health. Make it your number one priority. I always see a difference in my energy and motivation when I am taking care of my health. That looks like journaling every night. That looks like limiting social media access. That looks like working out 4 times a week or more or less, whatever suits you. That means eating food that's good for my body. That means resting when I'm not well. It makes the biggest difference in your day to day when you put your health first. And in my January recap email, I did talk about how my health has been wild and I have taken my health back into my own hands and what I've been doing to do that for myself. Now, burnout is detrimental to anyone's health, but especially to a teacher's health and well-being. Let's flip the script and change our actions so that you don't experience burnout throughout your teaching career. And if you need help with specific tools and resources, you can always reach out. My DMs on Instagram are always open. You can always reach out at Coach for Teachers. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you could share this episode with your teacher friends, leave a review, or just share the episode on Instagram and tag me, I always love to connect with you. Keep learning, growing, and becoming your best teacher self. I am so proud of you. See you next time, teachers.